Man, laat me dan betalen. De vlieger de Rabitska. This which we said in the name of Rav Ami and Rav Shim ben Yochai, Rav Yochanan, in the name of Shim ben Yochai, that Yantiv Sheni, in other words, Cholamoid, the way most of the Rashi ones at least, even though Lulav is the Rabbanan, still there's a psul of Mitzvah Bob Avera, even though you Yotze with Shol, you can borrow a Lulav, it doesn't have to be yours, but you can't steal it, because it's Mitzvah Bob Avera. That argues, Rav Yitzchak argues in that. The Omer Rav Yitzchak, Bar Nachmeni, Omer Shmuel, Lo Shon El Abi Yom Tifrishon. The Psul of Gozel is only on the first day, because it has to be Lachem. Av Abi Yom Tifsheini, Mitosh Yotze B'shol, Yotze Noi B'Gozel. But on the other days, where it's only the Rabbanan, just as you Yotze with somebody else's borrowed Lulav, you Yotze also would have stolen Lulav. There's no Psul of Mitzvah Veira, Tosis learns, because since the other day is only the Rabbanan, Zecher LeMikdash, there's no psul of the mitzvah of Avera by a mitzvah the Rabbanan. That's how Tosis learns. It could be that it's not by all mitzvahs the Rabbanan. There are only mitzvahs the Rabbanan that are a Zecher. This isn't a real full-fledged mitzvah the Rabbanan. It's a Zecher LeMikdash. There's a lot of other halachas that differ between a regular full-fledged mitzvah the Rabbanan and whether Rabbanan made a mitzvah Zecher LeMikdash. It doesn't have... So since only like the Sfiras HaOmer, Tosha says since this manazeh we only do it Zecher LeMikdash, there's a lot of kulas that apply to it. So it may be just in this situation there's no mitzvah above Avera. And others learn there's nothing to do with the Rabbanan or the Raisa. You say mitzvah above Avera even by mitzvah the Rabbanan. But since you Yotzei B'shol, since you didn't have to steal the lulav, right, it doesn't have to be yours. So if you hold it, if it has to be yours, so the only way it could be yours is either you stole it or you borrowed. And since here the person wasn't around to lend it to you, you had to steal it. So stealing makes the mitzvah. Masha'in came on the other days where you could borrow it, you didn't have to steal it, right? So the fact that doesn't have to be yours, merely didn't have to steal it to be yotze the mitzvah, merely yotze, even if you did steal it. Okay. Those are the two main ways of learning the Shita of Rav Yitzchak, that there is no mitzvah of Avera on the second day. Moshe Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Lulav HaGozel VaHayovesh Posel. Right? So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak asked on Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak Bar Nachmeni, it says in the Mishnah, Lulav HaGozel VaHayovesh is Posel. Hashal Kosher, Mashma, that only Gozel and Yavesh are kosher, but Shaul, if you borrow it, it's kosher. Amos. So when is that halacha would apply? That Gozel is kosher, but Shaul is kosher. Amos. Elaim b'yantif rishon haksiv lachem mishalachem. Can't use Shaul either. Can't even borrow somebody's lulav. Right? Lav didehu. Ela lav b'yantif sheni. Must be talking about cholamoid. When you can be yotze with Shaul. And that's why it only said that Gozel and Yavesh are kosher. Uktani Gozel Pasul, and still Gozel's Pasul. So you see that what's it called, that that Gozel is Pasul, even when you don't have to own it, still it's Pasul because of Mitzvah Avera. Not like Rav Yitzchak. So he says, no, Rava Omar La'olam B'yom Tefrishin. It's really talking about the first day. Why didn't it say Shol? Belomi Boyakomar. Told me, not only is a borrowed Lulav Pasul, even a stolen Lulav's Pasul, because there's more reason to think if you don't hold the mitzvah of Avera, there's more reason to think that a stolen lulav you yotze with faster than a borrowed one. Why, lo mi boy shol v'lav diveil. Borrowing is for sure not yours. Avol gozo eimustam gzeila yush bailenu. But by gzeila, I might think, since gzeila means you steal something of a purse snatcher, you steal something directly from the person, right, in his face, that's gzeila. So when the person has, somebody comes and grabs something out of his hand, he's miyayish on it. Right, it could be Deidami. And therefore, since the person's Miyayish, I might think that the Gzela becomes in the Rishos of the Gan, the Gazla. Kamash Palano, we don't say that. We don't say that Stam Gzela is Yush Bailin. And even if it is, it could be Yush itself, it's not Kona. Memele, even Gzela is possible. The Kolske, Shol, because Shol doesn't have a means to say it belongs to the Gazla. It belongs to the person who borrowed it. Rashi. Nah, Lo shana de gazel pasul, only the first day. We tell Shiyotze v'shol, but the other day, since you can be yotze with a borrowed lulav, there'll be unto sheni loksiv lachem lemute. And the other days doesn't say lachem to exclude it, right? Even in the mikdash, mashma from over here, you don't need lachem on the other days. Only the first day. Kachtem lachem b'yom harishon. But even in the other days, v'smachtem v'tnei Hashem elokechem shivas yomim, doesn't say lachem, you wouldn't need lachem in the mikdash the other 7 days either. Mashma from Rashi. La'olam b'yom tefrishon, v'lo seydek d'ayi kashol kosher. T'koshkein d'shol posel. Masnisim l'mi boi shol komer. Right, so the Gemara answers, Rava answers that don't be medayik from the Mishnah, that only gozel is possible, and shol would be kosher. That has to be talking about cholamoid, and we see that there is such a thing as mitzvah baveira, right? What's it called? But say, what's it called? The reason it said gozel is to tell me a chiddush. Shol for sure is possible on the first day. It's not yours. But gozel, I might think, becomes yours. Kamash malah, not like that. Okay. Omar lahu rav huna lahanu avantri. Rav Huna said to the wholesalers that sold the hadasim, "Kizavnisu osam me'akum." When you buy the hadasim from the goyim, who were the distributors, the farmers who grew the hadasim were goyim in their fields, and the Jews were the wholesalers. They bought them from the goyim and they distributed it to Jews. They sold it to individual Jews, so they were the middlemen. When you buy the hadasim from the goyim, lo sigzu, O son, you don't cut them off the ground. Ela legazes or inhu, let them cut it. The ahavu lechu, and they should give it to you. My time. Stam ovdikachov and gazlon the aratanin. Stam goyim, if they have the opportunity, steal land. Right? The karka ain't an exelis. And karka doesn't have a halacha that it's stolen, that it changes ownership or whatever. Can't steal land. It remains in the rishus of the original owner. So if a goy steals land from a Jew, for all practical purposes, it still halachically belongs to the Jew who was stolen from. Hilkach, the gazazua inhu, right? Therefore, you should cut it, the avankari. Kihechi, Hilkach, they should cut it. The goyim should cut it off the ground. Kihechi, lahavi yiush bailin biyodayu. That way, the yiush will take effect when it's cut off the ground, because according to most Rishonim, there's no such thing as yiush when it's still in the ground, when it's still connected to the ground. One reason is that a person's not meyayish because he knows that the guy can't do anything with his land. He can't destroy it. It's always there. Right? What's regular yiush? A goy steals my table. So I'm meyayish. I'll never get it back. What I'm not meyayish from is his money. Someday, maybe I'll get the value of it back. So the guy has to pay me the money, but he's kona the shulchan. He owns the table. If you hold yiush, he's kona. Now, shenki by land, I'm never meyayish from the land, because you can't do anything with it. It's there forever. So I'm never meyayish from the goof of the karka either. That's one svara. That's a pnei yeshua svara. And then the siddha says that you can't be meyayish on something that's in your rishus. You can only be meyayish on something that's out of your rishus. And the land never goes out of my rishus. You can't take it anywhere. It's where it was before. So therefore, land, you can't be meyayish on. Nafkamina is whether it's ever possible yiush by land. Tosa says that it's possible yiush by land where it's completely forgotten whose land it was. There in the Bailam or meyayish. That only helps if according to the first svara, not according to the second svara. Okay. In any case, but in this case, it's not land anymore. Right? It's separated from the land, because you cut the hadasim off the ground. Now the yiush will take effect, and there's yiush, but yiush alone doesn't help, right? V'shini harishus biyodaychu. And when the goyim give it to you, there'll be yiush and shini rishus, and yiush and shini rishus are kona. So if the hadasim originally were in the rishus of the Jew, and now the goy sells it to you with changed ownership, and it also had yiush, and yiush and shin rishus is kona. So now when you get it, the avankari, it'll be yours. And since it'll be yours, you can be yotzi the mitzvah. But, we'll see in a second. Shmosh says, sof's kov, ki gozu avankari, they have a yiush bailin biyodai, v'shin rishus biyodot. Why do we have to be careful, right, that when we buy it from the avankari, right, they should make sure the goyim cut it and give it to them, even if they cut it, and give it to us, by the time we get it, there's Yiyush and Shina Rishos. So I could be Yotze the Mitzvah. Right? So why did we have to tell, why did Yosef tell the Avankari, tell the Avankari that they shouldn't cut the Hadashim, right, Rahuna. And Rahuna said, what's it called? Why did he have to tell them that when they cut the Hadashim, they shouldn't cut them, but they should let the Goyim cut them. Even if they cut them, we'll still be Yotze. For us, it wouldn't be a problem if the Avankri cut it. But for them, it's a problem. They have to be Yotze too. They're also Jews. So the Hadashim that they are getting from the Goyim, for themselves, should let the Goyim cut and give it to them. The some say that this halacha only applies by Gezel Akum, right? Because could be Gezel Akum is mutter, and in a case where there's what's it called, where there's a Yiyush and Shini Rishus or whatever is for sure mutter, or Stam Yiyush is okay. But if it would be mamish bona fide Jews, this is the problem over here. The guy's stealing it from the Jew. Right? Forget about the problem of being Yotze the Mitzvah. Right? The Maisa, we're telling people to steal things. But most Achronim learn, we're showing them also, that it's only a chashash over here. Most of the first, this only applies in a place where most of the fields belong to Jews. Then there's a chashash. If most of the field belongs to Goyim, we're not choshish b'chlal, that it's stolen land or whatever. Everything will be okay in the end, right? We're assuming lahalacha that there's no stealing going on over here, but there's a chashash. Maybe this land was stolen, right? And therefore, in order to be yotze the mitzvah, the oraisa, we go to these lengths. But out of the gzela itself, we're not afraid. Because pashtus is nobody stole anything over here. Where it's only a chashash rochok, and maybe it's a Jew or whatever. So we're not telling the Avankri, don't get involved in this business, because you're dealing with stolen property. It's 99% not stolen property. But that 1%, since there's something you can do and still be yotzei the mitzvah, do it. But to tell them not to buy it at all is ridiculous, because of the halacha, it's not stolen property. That's the easiest way to do it. Okay, Samara asked, okay, let's see Rashi from here, Avankari, used by, Eim Astam Gzeila Miyad, the Afagav de lo Shamina Diyayish. Samara says, no, the reason I had to say Gozel is a Chiddush. Shol for sure is possible, right? Why does it say Gozel? Because I might think that what's it called, that even if we didn't hear the owner be miyayish by gzeila, he's miyayish for sure. Yush by lemushar b'fonef, who goes look. Gzeila means you take it out of the person's hand. Not that you steal it from him who doesn't know. He knows. Stole it from his hand. Personally. It's natural. The ain koach lahatzel. He has no power to save it, so he's mistama, miyayish. Kamash mulan, the adish shamin, and the yayish look on you. So the Mishnah tells me a chiddush, even gozel is not yours. It's no automatic yush. The Maimer Omer Hashtahu the Takif Minoi Lamacher Tafsina Le Bedina. Because the guy says, today he's stronger than me, tomorrow I'll take him to court. Avankari Tigre Koldover Le Hishtakirbo. These are the wholesalers, the merchants. Kigon Kalim Ktan and Machtin and Masrekos, love him. People who are merchants, peddlers. The Korim Marnish, merchants. Kizav Nisu Asa Minochrim. When you Kishatiknu Hadasmin Anochrim, when you buy the Hadasim from the Goyim, and they ask, why Hadasim? How about the love him, Esrogim? I was thinking, Pasha, they didn't, Goyim didn't grow the Esrogim. You Jews grew them. Jews grew Lulavim. Haravis or Hefker. And nobody grew them. The only one was the Hadassim that didn't have to grow them special, and the Goyim grew them. Right? Others say because the other ones, we'll see the Gemara is going to say maybe there's a Shinu Mice over here. Right? The Shinu Hashem. Only the Hadass, the name changes from when it's growing and when it's used in the Lulav. The other ones, the name stays the same. So that's where the chiddush over here is by the Hadass specifically. Ligzazinu, heim yechatchu min hamechuber v'yitnu lachem. Let the goyim cut it from the ground and give it to you. You don't cut it directly from the ground. My time, astam akum gazli arato miyisraelin. Stam goyim steal land from Jews. The hashto so karka miyisrael havihim. Maybe this land was Jewish land that was stolen. The karka in mixelis, and you can't halachically steal land. The land never becomes owned by the Gazlan, right? Where now he only is chayav to pay back money, right, to the person he stole from. but the thing itself now goes into his possession, doesn't apply by land. No yiyush can become the land. The la'olam becheskas bailami, because it remains in the ownership of the original owner. The mikroi nafkalam bagoza basa benazikim. We learn it from psukim that no yiyush helps on land. We said two reasons, and that sometimes maybe yiyush does help on land. But once you cut it off the ground, it's not land anymore. Now yiyush can take effect on it. And therefore the person who cuts it off the ground, he's the one who's stealing it. Because until now it remained in the rishus of the original owner. Now you took it off the ground, you're taking it out of the rishus of the original owner, you're a gosler. Therefore let the goyim cut it. And again, it's only a chshash rachok. Right, we're not really afraid that it's stolen property, so we're letting the goy, right, not steal it from a Jew, but we're letting the goy cut it because probably it's not stolen altogether. And even if it is, it's only a shayla legabi, the mitzvah, not legabi, the act of stealing. There's nothing you can do about it. Hilkach goes lahem, and amachubar v'yitnu lachem. Let them cut it off and give it to you. Shuhain hagazlanim. If it's stolen, they're the ones who are stealing it. The atem lochim osolem, and you're buying it from them. Now the yiyush of the bailim takes effect. So the bailim are miyayish, right? Mikola pelos. So have a yiyush that's long. The acher kachu mishtan and mirshus on shuskan. And after the yiyush, there's a shini rishus. Now it goes out of the original rishus of the people who stole it into a second rishus. Yiyush and shini rishus is kona for sure. So the person who buys it after yiyush owns it. And the original Goslin has to give back money to the person he stole it from, but not the chetetz, not the object itself. The kesover yiush grade, the lokon. Now yiush itself is not kone. Aval yiush v'shin rishus kone. But yiush together with shin rishus, or yiush together with shinui maiso, or shinui Hashem helps. Now, once there's a shinui plus yiush, it belongs to the person who now has it. The inami kone mitzvah bo baverahavi. Right, im atem chatchua min amechuber to you atem gozlim, and even if you kone it, but it'll be a mitzvah b'avera, right? Because you're the ones that are kone it, right, with the gzeilut in order to be yours. So that's mitzvah b'avera. Okay, biyodayu ditu, and therefore first let them steal it. Let the yush take effect by them. And now, when you get it, it'll be a yush and shin rishus. Now you own it. So you own it after the fact, after the gzeil is finished. Davankri. B'yodan didon halokin osam mehen, l'didon lav mitzvah bo'averi. L'maisa, we buy it from the avankri. They may be the ones who are affecting the gzeila, but we're buying it after. We're after the fact. And after the fact, there's no mitzvah bo'averi. If you already kone it, there's no mitzvah bo'averi. Tosus, though, says before, that even though there's no mitzvah bo b'aveira after your kona, in other words, if you already somebody was kona, it's stolen property, but the stealing's over. So now somebody else buys it, there's no mitzvah bo b'aveira. However, you can't make a brach on it. A brach, you don't make a brach on something that was stolen property. Even if it's not mitzvah b'aveira. You could be yotzei the mitzvah, but you can't make a brach. Over here it's mashma. The Gemara asked the kasha, l'chora, why do you have to tell the avankri to let the goyim cut it? Let the avankri cut it. And by the time we get it, it's for sure okay, right? It's okay, but you can't make a bracha on it. And so some learn in a chanami. The Gemara wasn't talking about a bracha. It's talking about the dievet, if you yotzei or not. But a bracha, what's it called, you couldn't make. And others hold no, like we said, the whole thing here is only a chashash rachok. We don't know for sure this land is stolen, right? It could be it wasn't stolen from Jews. The chlal, it's right, a chashash, very, very weak chashash. We're only doing it to be machmer. So in this kind of situation, you could make a brach on it too. If it's for sure, even if it's stolen, it's still after the fact, you could make a brach. Also, some say that you only can't make a brach when the name of the thing didn't change. Right? There's no, there's no shinui. It remains the same as it was before. But whether it's a shinui, whether it's shinui rishus, or shinui Hashem, or shinui maisa, then you can make a brach too. It's not the original object. Okay. Okay, the bankri gufayu, but osam shehim konim mitzorchum lotzespo. We're talking about the hadasim that the avankri are buying for themselves, not the ones that are going to sell to others. The ones that sell to others, even if they cut it, would be okay. But for themselves, they shouldn't cut it. Let the goyim cut it. Okay, so Mara says, forget, so if we're talking about the ones that they are vankri, and we want there to be a yush and shin rishus by letting the goyim cut it and giving it to them, right, selling it to them, why do you need that? Let the avankari become the it b'shinri maisa, when they, what's it called, when they tie it together with the lulav. When you tie the hadasim with the lulav, and now you changed it into a bunch. Right? Till now it was a separate thing. Now you made it into a bunch together with the lulav and the ravas or whatever. You bound it together. So that's a shinri maisa. Right? Tamar says, Kosov or lulav ain't tzorich hagad. You don't have to bind it together. The chlam. So the lav dafka is going to be a shinri maisa. And if you hold it, you don't have to bind it. Binding it doesn't make it into something new. You just happen to be tying something with a string together. If you have to bind it, now it becomes an egget. It becomes a new metzias. The metzias is that till now you had separate things. Now you need one thing called an egget of a lulav. So if you had to do it, right, it would be a shinri maisa. Since you don't have to do it, it's not a shinri maisa. You didn't do anything significant. The imtim tzalom or lulav tzorich agad. And even if you hold pashtus, like the one who holds, machlokas later, whether lulav tzorich agad or not, do you have to bind them together, or can you use them separately? Even according to the Mal Yomro, says you have to bind them together. So binding them together makes a maisa. So it is a maisa, right? It's something that you can undo. You can undo it. That's not called shinui maisa to be kona. Kinyan has to be a shinui that you can't undo. But if you can undo it easily, it's not called a shinui. And the way some Achronim learn is, we know for sure that halacha is lulav ain't tzorich agad. It's machlokas of Yehuda and the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan hold doesn't need agad. So what's the intim tzalomer? If you think, right, what, you think the halacha is like a Yehuda? So they learn like this. Even if you hold like the Chachamim, Pashtus, they hold, you don't even need it. It's only stand the mitzvah of the Alma, Zekeli Landeo, to put it together. Right? But even if you want to say that the Rabbanan who hold, you don't need agad, hold it in the Rabbanan, you should do it. You have to do it. So even according to them it's significant, it's still something that can be undone. The shinui achos abriyos alosh me shinui. A shinui that can be undone easily is not called a shinui. Someone says, but nui b'shinui Hashem. There's another shinui here. Forget about shinui. In other words, we're trying to get out of the fact that the avankri are going to have the goyim cut it and give it to them. There's another, forget about, even if the avankri cut it, why can't they be yose? Right? You need yush. By the time you cut it, there's yush. The yush takes effect, but yush itself doesn't help. So you need yush plus another shinui. So we're saying you need shinui rishos, so let them cut it and give it to you. No, maybe you need shinui maisa. Right? After you take that hadas and connect it to the other ones, you've changed it. Mara says, no, that's not called a change because it's undoable. How about shinui Hashem? The mikara havile asa v'hashta hoshana. Right? Before, before you put it together with the lulav, it's called a hoshana. It's called an asa. Right? Hadas. When you put it together with the lulav, then it's called the Hoshana. Not like we call Hoshanas Aravas. They used to call the Hoshanas Hadasim. Okay, because when you shook the lulav by Ono Hashem Oshiyono or whatever, and you carry it around by Hoshana, it's called the Hoshana. So in the Mela, what's it called? That's a Shinui, Shinui Hashem. You change the name. Tamara says, no, Mikor no Mila as Hoshana Kroi. People, when they see Hadasim growing, they also call them Hoshanas. They don't, what's it called, even like the Aravas today. You see, Aravas call them Hoshanas. Rashi, liknu b'shinui ma'isa she'ogad shloshes haminim yachad, tying the three together, the shinui ma'isa nomikon. You know, the shinui rishos is not the only kind of shinui that's kon or something. Shinui ma'isa is also kon. So why do the avankri have to let the goyim cut it for their hadashim, cut it themselves, and they'll be cut, when they put it together with the lulav, they'll be kon it, and now you could be yotzei the mitzvah. So no, it's a shinui matter of them, right? You can undo it. Undo the tie, and it goes back to the way it was before. That's not a shinui that can be called. Hoshana korale, al-shem shiragilim la-ogdon la-hoshana b'chad. Since they usually, hadasim, are used for sukkahs, even before you designate it for the lulav, people call growing hadasim hoshanas. What? No, no, we explained. It's not mutter. If it would be known for sure that it was stolen things, was this, did you put this on?